Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the one-year Bible journey. My name is Pastor Jeremiah Johnson. We are on day number, what is it now? Day number 20, that's right. So day number 20, and we're in the Word of God. We're all challenging ourselves to read the entire Bible in 2022. Well, we're in the heart of winter season right now. It's January, so it's, I guess the coldest month, maybe January, February. Anyway, this shall pass. Soon shall pass or whatever, right? In a couple months, at least in our area of southern Missouri, it'll pretty much be gone. Grass will start growing. It'll be fine, okay? But it is kind of cold. It's not Nebraska. It's not Minnesota. It's not South Dakota. It's not North Dakota. It's not upper Wisconsin or Michigan. We're okay. We're going to survive, at least if you live in this area. So anyway, but I'm thinking about today is Matthew chapter 13, and it's the parable of scattering seed. So seed, time of growth, things usually don't grow in the winter. But anyway, let me read this. It says Matthew chapter 13. It says, later that same day, Jesus left the house and sat beside the lake. Large crowds soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore. He told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across the field, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came up and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. So other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. So I got ears, so I guess I'll listen to Jesus here. Okay. Here's the spiritual thought I want to give you for the day is, have I positioned my life in such a way that is conducive towards growth? That is, where have I positioned, where have I planted myself, and are the things in my life conducive towards me growing and producing things for God and for His name? So that requires us to look at, you know, different things like, what am I doing with my time? You know, what am I investing my time into? I guess what I read, what do I watch, what do I, you know, that's, I'm in, you know, investing there, you know, my relationships, friends that I have, could be issues, you know, my, you know, how much time do I spend at church? How much time do I spend in worship? One great commitment that hopefully we're all making together. Okay, I'm going to invest in the Word of God. And so am I doing these things that are conducive towards spiritual growth? Because as I read this story, bouncing back over to it, it's like, well, I don't want to just grow up quickly and then, you know, then not do anything. I mean, I've seen people where they get all excited for the Lord and it's quick. It lasts like a month, 2 months, 3 months or whatever. No, I want to live this enduring life of continuing to grow in the Lord, right? I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get around too many weeds that choke me out. So I'm just trying to get to this place where I produce, as the last one says, other seeds fell on fertile soil and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, even 100 times. That's the kind of seed, the life I want to have, that I'm producing, that I'm growing, and that I'm not. So I was just, you know, caught up with that question in my life is, have I positioned my life in such a way that it's conducive towards spiritual growth? You know, it's, we all have environments and situations, some things we can control or not control. You know, it can be something as, you know, you might say, well, man, the job that you're in, it's really hard to serve God in that job. Maybe you need to get a different job. I don't know, but it's like, you know, we do have the ability to control what we do with our time and how we're investing things. And a lot of that is going to lead towards what we produce or not produce in our spiritual lives and our relationship with the Lord and the things we do for God. So, man, I want to be, don't you want to be that kind of person that God's like, man, look at my son, look at my daughter. They're producing 20, 30, 40. And so to do that, I got to make sure that I'm positioning my life in such a way that is conducive towards spiritual growth. Yes, we're going to, for 365 days, be so redundant. Like, hey, one great way of positioning my life to grow spiritually is to make a daily commitment to be in His Word. That is going to be conducive towards me growing and producing more for God, just by that act of discipline of reading God's Word. other disciplines like that. So you get what I'm saying? So man, I hope that I don't put my life in places that choke out, stifle, stop the growth. We want to keep growing in 2022, this year. We want to keep growing, progressing in the Lord. So that's my piece of advice for you. What are you guys getting out of the Word of God? Huh? I mean, as every day you're having to listen to me, I want to continue to encourage you guys to reach out to me, send me a message, or just share what God's stirring up in your heart and be like, man, Pastor Jeremiah, I was in day number 20 and this is what I got. Feel free to do that with me as we continue this journey of reading God's Word together. So God bless you guys. Thank you for the support of the ministry of Grace Point. You can support us on our website, whatever. But anyway, let's continue the journey. I will talk to you tomorrow.